Greetings to you all, all my good people out there. I just want to give honor to our ancestors. May they continue to cover us always. Also, would like to shout out and give honor and respect to all of the our sisters out there, our Nubian queens, our black queens out there. Just want to let you know that we love you and we support you, and we will always be there to protect you. That's what I'm putting out there. And to all our brothers out there. Kings out there, warriors who are both men and women. We salute you all, those who are on the front line right now. We salute you all. But I want to give a shout out to our brothers out there, the kings out there. I want to give a shout out to our up and coming kings and queens, our princesses and princes. I want to shout you out as well. Amen. Ancestors continue to cover us all. I want to get into this segment today. This one is pretty much talking about publishing my first book. And the first book is a children's book. So I'm actually quite excited about it now. Right now, just to give you just this, catch you up to speed, right now it's actually in the publishing stage. So it's been submitted, all formatted and submitted and all those wonderful things. And now it's currently in the publishing stage. So let me backtrack. So I've been wanting to write children's books since forever. And basically, I have written some, and the struggle that it always seems to be with when it comes to me finally producing it, it's always been some type of hurdle or roadblock that prevented me from getting my book published. So, for instance, the first time, it was just a lack of education. What I mean by that is, I didn't have the know-how. So nobody really guided me. I didn't have a mentor or someone to guide me through the process. Now, this is quite a few years back. So it wasn't as easy as it is now to just upload, format, and distribute. There was a bigger process and information you had to fill out, payments, and it costs a lot of money. So I ran into a few hurdles that way, a few roadblocks with that. And what happened is I allowed life itself to be a distraction from following through. So the books and the ideas, they sat for years. And I just became busy with life instead of doing what I like and love, right? So it happens. The thing is, we have to recognize when it does happen and make the appropriate changes to make sure that nothing blocks you from getting to where you're trying to go. So I will say some advice and some tips. I would say for those who are out there who want to write books, want to publish books, or just have goals in life, write them down. It's important that you write whatever it is you want to do down. And I mean, down to the T. Be very detailed with it. Don't just say, I want to write a book. That doesn't mean anything when you put it out there to the universe, when you put it out there to our ancestors, you put it out, when you put the energy out there. It means nothing. It means nothing to your brain when you're saying, I want to write a book. Means nothing. All right. So you have to be very detailed and very specific. So you have to write as if you don't care about who, what anyone thinks or how they think about what you've written. All right. This is your personal goal. So you have to be as detailed as possible. So even down to the page amount, how many pages you think you want to write? How many pages you think are in this book? What is the book about? What are you writing a book about? What do you think the title will be? What would you want the title to be? Now, is this a series, or is it just a one book that you're gonna put out? Other thing you need to be aware of is the illustrations, so the pictures and all that kinds of stuff. So if you have a picture book, they call a picture book, basically a book with any kind of pictures in it, throughout your story or whatever it is you're writing about. That's the other thing you need to make sure you put down, or make sure you write when you're putting down your goals, put down what you're writing about and who you're writing to. Who's your target audience? All right, you need to, these things are important. Don't just say, I want to write a book. Well, what kind of book? You know, there's a plethora of books that you can put out. You know, you can put out novels, you can put out, you know, those things with the they call chapter books. You can put out one of those steamy love romance books. You can put out an educational book. You can put out a journal. You can put out a magazine. So, what? Be specific. You know why? Because it's going to help you in the long run. You need to know exactly what you're aiming for. You know, you can't just put it out there and make it broad and general. It can't be a general or broad idea. It has to be specific. Now, you can start it off with a broad idea. You can say, I want to write a book. All right. But then you must break that down. All right. You need to know exactly who you're talking to, who you want to write. What are you writing about? Why is it important that you're writing about this? All these things have to be focused. So, for instance, if you're reading, whenever you've read a book, you can tell if it's a, you can tell that somebody was actually thinking about who they were writing to, what they were writing about, and why it was important for them to write the book. Okay, along with a lot of other things. Okay, so you have to make sure you make sure you have to make sure you make sure. All right, make it very detailed because otherwise you'll just be it'll be pointless. And the more you're detailed about your goal, the better you'll strike. The better your approach will be. You'll have a better drive, motivation to actually do it. All right. So I know I went off on tangents and all, but I did talk about illustrations. The illustrations are very important process. You want to have a book, there's always a cover, there's always the back part of it, there's always something. All right. Now, beforehand, when I first started, man, all the stuff seemed to be overwhelming because, like I said before, there wasn't any prior education. There wasn't anyone guiding me. I didn't have anybody to help me, you know, give me the ropes on what to do. What are some things I might come up? What things might pop up or might come up during the journey or the process of publishing the book? So I didn't have any of that. So I went in there blind. You know, I went in there unknowing. And it didn't work for me. All right. I had a lot of other things going on, and I'm trying to multitask on things that were, you know, very important, you know. So bottom line, it didn't happen. Definitely didn't happen the first time. I was excited and everything. I felt like I was motivated. But you see, just like I said before, I didn't have anything written down as far as like my approach, how I wanted to attack it. I didn't have any notes on the best way to go through with publishing a book if you're a first time author If you're publishing a book for the first time or what have you. I didn't have any of that. I didn't have anybody to guide me or to say, all right, that sounds good, but have you thought of, you know, going a different route? Or instead of trying to publish with them, did you think about, have you give this some thought, publishing with this company or look into that company, go online and find them. This is where you'll find so-and-so. That helped me get to the, so I didn't have anybody as a mentor to guide me, or, you know, to kind of help lead the way. So I made a lot of mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So I also allowed a lot of life itself to kind of lend its hand to be a roadblock for me. And I paid the price, you know. So let me fast forward a little bit. I did have, I already had, like I said before, I had some books written, some ideas written, and book titles written down or subjects that I wanted to write about. And I started doing that more and started, so I can have a better direction of what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go with the books. You need to know where you're going. All right, you can't just be writing anything. You know, you can't just think that you can write anything as well. It has to be very specific. You have to have what you want to write about down. You have to have some bullet points. You can do an outline. The outline is great. You can look at some templates. You can find free ones online to help guide you as far as formatting and how it should look if you're submitting it for an ebook reader or someone who's willing to buy paperback. All right. So the illustration part is very crucial, because that ended up being another one of my roadblocks, and it broke the whole process for me, and it became another distraction and frustrating. And I personally, to be transparent with you, I gave up because it became very overwhelming, to the point where I had to just step away from it all, because I didn't want to lose my mind. Wanted to keep my sanity, right? So basically my struggle is, and I'm gonna just put it out there, is very different from a lot of other people, or it appears to be. Maybe they're not sharing everything that they've gone through. However, it seems like just whenever I'm getting ready to accomplish a goal, it always seems like something pops up to block it. And with the illustration part of it, you know, I struggled with that part because I had a specific book that I wanted to publish, the first book that I wanted to have published. And there were specific illustrations that I desired. And with going the route that I went the initial time, man, it would cost three arms and a leg in order to get the illustrations done. Money I didn't have. All right, that's the other thing. Now you're fortunate enough to not have much money to publish a book. Right? There's various ways now because technology has been advancing beyond light years. It appears that every 6 months or so, there's a new way to do things, right? So, but back then, back then, there weren't all these options, you know. So, I mean, technology was great and everything. It's just that part of the game, the publishing part of it, wasn't as advanced as it is now, all right? So the illustration part, it didn't work out. I even tried going online. I even tried linking with people who I knew who could draw, and it was like, sounds great. Let's do it. Boom, 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 and it just never worked out, and I don't know why. I wish I can give you an answer, or wish I can give you a reason why it was a struggle, but it never panned out. It never worked out. I even had face-to-face conversations and it never went anywhere. We planned it. I even sent whatever, everything that you would need. For instance, I will say this. If you do plan on having somebody do your illustrations, all right, the big part of it is you'll need to have it written out. Have it written out as far as what you want them to draw. So, for instance, the cover, the back. If you want them to do the spine of the book, all right. It's all those things that you have to think about. And inside the book, what do you want drawn? You know what I'm saying? So you have to have like an outline, a bullet point, or something descriptive to let the illustrator know, whoever's going to be doing the illustrations, let them know exactly what you're looking for. And that way they have a guide and they'll know what to do. All right. So the less they have to think about, the better the outcome. So I guarantee, I'm telling you this because these are all the things that I've done. I've even gone through different apps as the years progressed, and I attempted to do, go back into publishing first book again. It was a bunch, another bunch of roadblocks, and then the illustration part of it, again, I sent everything that I want. It's like, okay, the illustrator is like, I can do that. This sounds great. I can work with that. I can do that. And then nothing ever happens. I mean, like for weeks. It was to the point where the last time I tried, and this was fairly recent, last time I tried, I connected with an illustrator. I even went on Fiverr, whatever it's called, that app. Basically, where you can find a bunch of people who freelance pretty much from anything from drawing to writing to designing logos. There's this whole bunch of stuff you can find on there. And the reason why I went back to that, I tried it before. And I went back and forth with an illustrator, communicating back and forth. The communication was great. I sent over exactly the outline of what I wanted on each page, and everything. I mean, very detailed information. The illustrator didn't have to think about anything. I laid it out in very detailed and in layman's terms, so anyone could understand it. It was even stated that it was very clear and it can be done, and nothing. So I went through all of that and then nothing. So I had to, for the other part of it is I wanted to protect my work. I didn't want to keep sending stuff out and, somebody takes the idea and try to run with it, because I was still in the planning phases. The book wasn't published, so it's not like they, like you take it if you want, but I already published it. So, I could, take legal action, legal recourse. But being that it was just in the production, like in the production stages, publishing stages, I was a little nervous. Like, continuing to send my stuff out to these people, and I wouldn't send the story out, but just because my stuff was very detailed as far as the pages, what I wanted done, what I wanted drawn, the title, all that kinds of stuff. I needed to protect my work. So I pulled back from that. So I went back again because sometime later I went back into Fiverr app and connected with an illustrator because I was following these different authors. I was doing my homework. I was doing research. I was looking into that. I started doing more education, educating myself on the subject and the process so I could understand everything greater. And there were quite a few authors who would use that app there, Fiverr, and would use the illustrators there. And so I said, you know what? Let me give it another shot. I found someone. Their ratings were impeccable. Like they had great ratings. Their reviews were awesome. Their reviews were great. You know. So I reached out to the person before I sent anything. I reached out to the person. She and I communicated very well. The communication was key, but it also was smooth. And it came down to, again, submitting my outline. And so I explained it, I explained my concerns. And I said, you know what? I'm giving this another shot. You know, I was let down and just let down by a couple of other people on this app. I said, I don't expect the same outcome with you. So long story short, nothing ever happened. And they were just sitting on this work. Now, you have a certain amount of days to produce the work. So it's coming up on those days, and I'm reaching out to see how everything is going. And then, I didn't get a chance to start yet. Boom, 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 or should have it done, or I'll be working on it, that kind of stuff. So I made it clear that I was going to pull the plug on it if nothing happened within the time frame. You know, I gave some extra time because there was a matter of there was illness in their family. And, whether or not it's the truth, I'm not going to be the one to decide on whether or not she was telling the truth, right? And I'm going to continue to get, I will give the person another chance, all right? So I extended the time frame for the individual. I extended it out for like 2 more weeks. Right. Already the work hasn't been done. And then the person explained the situation going on. So I extended it again. So the thing that I do like about Fiverr is that you do have to put the money up, but the money doesn't go to the person yet until work has been completed and I have approved it. And then they'll send the funds. All right. So I felt cool about it because I knew I wasn't losing out on my money because the money was just being held in the account, in my account on Fiverr. So once that time frame passed and I didn't hear anything from the person, I said, you know what? It's been real. Thank you, but no thank you. And I pulled the plug on the job. Canceled it, got my money. They started the process of getting my money back, got my money back. And of course the person was trying to plead their case. And I said, this is a business and you have to uphold your end of the bargain. So if you're unable to do so, then I can no longer work with you. So I gave the extension, you know, because we all go through problems. We all have issues. We all have stuff going on. I had stuff going on at that time. But, you know, you have to continue to do it. If this is a job for you, if this is, if you're given a job and you've accepted the task to do it, you're expected to produce. So that's the other part of publishing a book. You have to make sure you have a backbone. Don't let people walk or run all over you. All right. Especially when you are asking. I know sometimes people feel funny, you know, when they're asking someone if they can do something for them. You know, if you're paying, like, put it this way, if you're paying for it, then you shouldn't feel scared to check in and say what's going on with the work. All right, it's your money that you had to work for, right? You had to work to get the money. They need to work to get the money, right? If you're putting money out there, you're putting money on the table. If money is being handed over, or whatever type of payment is being made, you need to make sure that they're following through on their end. So don't be passive or even passive aggressive. All right, you need to be assertive. Okay, you need to be assertive. And make sure that they're following through. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember what your objective is. What is your goal? What is your outcome you're looking for? You need your book published. You need your goal checked off. So you have to do those little things to make sure that it's done. All right. Even the small things, tasks are needed and they're important to the bigger picture as well. So don't overlook those. Check in. If somebody's doing the work for you, check in with that person. They need to know that you mean business, right? So that didn't work out for me. Long story short, I pulled the plug on that job. And ultimately, I just kind of, I was in a little funk, man. I felt a little defeated, man. I'm going to be honest with you all. I felt defeated. You know, yet again, here's another opportunity that I had, and I was in the clear. The only thing I needed was somebody to do the illustrations. That was the only thing I needed, right? I already knew what source I was going to use to publish my books, okay? And that was the only thing. I went that route because it was more affordable for me at that time. Again, like I said, it's very expensive, right? Depending on which route you take. So being that there was someone that was a very reliable source, it appeared to be, and it just seemed like I just couldn't catch a break. Yet again, I couldn't publish my book. So I kind of fell back from it because I was upset. You know what I'm saying? It was like another roadblock. Excuse me. Here I am again. I got everything, got my story down. I just need the illustrations to make it all come together, because it's I forgot to mention that it's a children's book. So you have to, children's books, you have to have illustrations. And it was a particular story that I wanted to publish. So I can't talk about that one because I haven't published that one yet. That one is actually next. But I did finally publish a book. So let's fast forward to the now. So fortunately, doing a lot of research, continued research, it just bothered me that I haven't had a book published, and I continue to see people publishing their books, and even children having their books published. And it's like, what? What is going on? Why is it that I keep facing these roadblocks? Why is it that it's not working out or panning out for me? So I said, you know what? I'm done asking why. I'm just gonna do it. Didn't know how, didn't know when, where, but I said I'm gonna do it. You know, and that's the type of talk you need to have. That change talk. Instead of why is it not happening, instead of why, how come I can't get this and I'm seeing other people. You can't have that type of mindset. That's a defeated mindset. All right? You cannot let that come into your mind at all. All right. I even had those thoughts, similar thoughts, during this latest time of me publishing this book. Okay. Because I came up against some hurdles, some roadblocks, even while publishing the book. All right. And I consider it a learning curve. Learned a lot. I'm still learning. I don't say I know it all that there is to when it comes to publishing books. But I will say that your mindset is a game changer. Okay? It's the difference from finishing and not being finished. And not finishing your work or not finishing your goal or your objectives. All right, so I finally found this place and doing a lot of research and stuff. So I'm gonna just drop some jewels, certain places you can publish your books. It'll be, of course, Amazon, through Amazon, Kindle, KDP. You can go with them. Now the key thing though to know is that if you do publish your books through Kindle or KDP, that you cannot reproduce that same title anywhere else. They want it solely to them. All right, so you can't double dip when it comes to them. The other thing you can try is called Draft to Digital, and that's DRAFT number 2 digital. All right, all one word, Draft to Digital. Okay, that's actually what I used, and I learned a lot about what to do with them. Now, certain places, you know, there's another thing called Smashmouth. They've been out for a while. And there's something new coming out, and I forget the name of that one. It's more recent than Draft Digital, which is new as well. So certain places allow certain ways to publish your book. Some places they want just a PDF. Some places it has to be a Word doc, it has to be saved in Doc or DocX. So you have to go to these places, read through what the requirements are, the steps are, different things like that in advance before you start the process of publishing your book, because then you'll end up with these roadblocks and be like, I didn't know. Like, for instance, I didn't know there was certain, like, you had to have PDF. They only, you know, certain places accept PDF files only, even down to the pictures. And then other places, I didn't know they, you know, you needed Word, you need Doc or DocX. So just play around with that. Go to those places, read up on it. If you know any other places, send me a message. Because, like I said, my first book is being published as we speak. So with the reason why I like Draft Digital is because they send it out to various sources, platforms. So you have like Barnes & Noble, Apple, just a bunch of different, several different places that you can reach all at one time. The other thing is you have to make sure that they get approved. So it goes through the publishing. So that's where I'm at right now. I just hit publish last night. So it's going through late last night. So it's going through the publishing stages now of getting their approval through the different platforms. You set your own book price. You can see the profit margin. It keeps you up to speed as far as like how many book sales, what it's doing. It gives you samples and different things like that. You also have they have a feature on Draft to Digital to create audiobooks, which is cool. I think I'm gonna look into that as well. But yeah, I'm excited. So I want you all to be excited as well. And I'll keep you posted on what's going on. All right. Peace.